Funny face. Glued on. Rev it up. We gotta shoot. It's a right to the jaw by Stony Crevice. Rocky Neanderthal counters with a stiff uppercut to the jaw. The fighters are slugging it out in the center of the ring, and the crowd is going wild.
Come on, Rocky boy. Give me a old 1-2.
Boy, what a round, though, Fred. And what a great idea putting in the extra TV sets.
Yeah. Now we can all watch the programs we want at the same time. We're watching the fights, kids are watching the cartoon, and Wilma and Betty are watching their favorite program. Everybody's happy.
Yeah, no arguments, no fuss, no twisting the dial.
No. Oh, I'm gonna sneeze. That darn allergy of mine.
Chief Red, look, you sneezed a hole right through the TV tube. Now we're gonna miss the rest of the fight.
Oh, no, we're not. We'll watch it on Wilma's set.
No, Fred, you cannot watch the fight on my set.
What do you mean your set? I paid for it.
Sorry, this set is in use.
Well, of all the nerve, sorry, girls.
Really, Fred?
Are you feeling a little pinched?
Would a little you simply got to do something about your allergy.
That sneeze of yours is a lethal weapon.
Hatcha!
Huh?
Hatcha! Hatcha! Hatcha!
Suffering from an allergy? Can't stop sneezing? Then it's time to take a scram. When you feel a sneeze coming on, just take a scram and watch the surprising result.
Oh, I go for a man who doesn't sneeze. Scram, we want to be alone.
Scram works every time.
Hey, nice commercial, huh, Fred? Almost makes me wish I had an allergy.
Come on, Barney, let's go.
Where are you going at this hour? It's late.
Where do you think I'm going? Down to the drugstore to get some scram.
Hey, wait a minute, Fred. What's the hurry? You can pick some up in the morning. Okay, Fred, let's go. I can take a hint.
Pharmacy, Bedrock Pharmacy, we give stamps, we give stamps. This is a recording.
That's fine, Polly. Let me have the phone now. I'll take care of it. Bedrock Pharmacy, Goose Pimple speaking. Oh, it's you, Mrs. Boulderdane. Yes, your prescription is ready. Come right in, yes. Ta-ta! Now, Polly, let's see if my little pills are done.
Crazy pills, goose pimples, crazy pills.
Quiet, you balmy bird. I'll make a fortune out of them. Goose pimples, Pepstone pills, guaranteed to cure everything. Also can be used as a detergent for your laundry or to remove stains from your rug. You know, Polly, I should try one first before putting them on sale. Not bad, not bad. I'm beginning to feel like a new man already.
It's me, Mr. Goose Pimple. I've come for my prescription. Oh, Mr. Goose Pimple, where are you? Oh, there you are, Mr. Goose Pimple.
Oh!
Baba.
You know, Fred, if you could harness the power in that sneeze, we could forget about paying electric bills.
Never mind the wisecracks. I need some of that scram. Yo, Mr. Goose Pimple! Mr. Goose Pimple! I wonder where he is.
Goose Pimple is out. Goose Pimple is out. This is a recording.
Oh, thank you very much. Now what do I do about my allergy?
Oh, look there, Fred. Enough scram to supply an army. Of course, it would have to be an army of sneezers.
You wouldn't think it was so funny if you had...
Uh-oh. Looks like you just bought yourself a life supply of scram.
There's one bottle left. I'll take it now. I'll pay Mr. Goosepimple later. Let's get out of here, Barney. I feel better already.
Oh, my, I feel so strange. What am I doing out here? The last thing I remember is taking one of my Pepstone pills. I wonder if that has anything to do with it. I better have another look at those pills.
Hey, this night air has made me hungry, Barney. How about stopping off at the Pizza Rock Palace for a little snack?
Yeah, okay. I could go for a pizza myself.
Now, let me get this straight. That's two balls of minestrone, two king-size pizza rocks, two side orders of a pterodactyl cacciatore, and for dessert, two extra-large portions of macaroni spumoni.
And that's it for me, waiter. What are you going to have, Barney?
You got me, Fred. After that order, they'll probably have to send out for something.
Send out? That's a good one.
Hey, Fred, I just thought of something.
What?
Betty and Wilma don't know we're stopping off.
Oh, that's right. They'll be worried. Hey, why don't you phone them? Let them know where we are.
Yeah, good idea.
Yeah, you did.
You don't have to get pushy, Fred. I told you I'd phone.
Oh, that settles it. Either that allergy goes or I do. I'm going to take one of these scram pills right now. Here's where medical science goes to work.
Here you are, mister. I bring the other bowl of soup in a couple of minutes.
I spoke to Betty, Fred. She and Wilma want us to bring them home a pizza. What do you say, Fred? You're mumbling again. Okay, what's the joke? I bite. Very funny, Fred. Very funny. For a minute, I thought you was an ape. Hey, that's a very good mask, Fred. Hey, where'd you get it, huh? Wait a minute. I've seen this bit before on TV, the horror show. Yeah, it's no stunt. I don't know what happened, but Fred has really turned into an ape. Oh, tough luck, Fred, but I'm getting out of here. Help! Help! Somebody help! My power's burning! Help! Help! Call the zoo! Get the nets!
I'll net you, mister. What's all the hollering about?
Oh, it's my friend Fred. He's turned simian.
I don't care what his political views are. Stop disturbing the peace. Who's that?
Well, that used to be Fred Flintstone.
Let me out of here!
Me too! Oh, Wilma, how will I ever break the news to her? Oh, well, maybe she won't notice the difference.
Barney to bring home a pizza. They should be here any minute.
Yum, 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 yum.
Yes, Dino. They'll bring some for you, too.
Oh, boy. Have I got something to tell you, Wilma?
I know. Fred dropped the pizza.
Oh, it's worse than that. Hey, maybe you better sit down.
She is sitting down.
Well, maybe you could take it better standing up.
Take what, Barney? Has anything happened to Fred?
Well, yes. You might say that. Yes.
What's happened to him, Barney? Tell me.
Well, to put it bluntly, Wilma, your husband has reversed the process of evolution.
He's what?
Wilma, how would you feel about having another pet around the house?
Will you stop this silly chattering, Barney?
It's Fred who's doing the chattering. He's turned into an eek, 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 eek.
What's an eek, eek?
If this is another one of your gags, Barney, we don't get it.
Well, let me put it this way. Fred has turned into an ape.
What? Oh, I don't believe it. I know Fred has bad manners, but he's not an ape. What's that?
That's Fred. Now, don't say I didn't warn you.
Boy, do I feel funny. Must have been something in my minestrone suit. And where did Barney go? Boy, some friend. Hi, Wilma. I'm back.
Fred!
It's you. Hey, what happened? You're not an ape anymore.
Ape? What are you talking about? And why the heck did you run off and leave me, Barney?
Imagine telling us that Fred was an ape and upsetting Wilma like that.
He said what? Barney, are you trying to make a monkey out of me?
I'll take care of it, Fred. Just wait till I get you home.
Honest, Betty, he hit me and jumped up and down on a chair and he kept yelling, eek, 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 eek.
What is he talking about? What is this eek, eek stuff?
Oh, he'll get over it, I'm sure. By the way, do you know what tomorrow is?
Sure, Sunday. And I've already made out my schedule. First I get up late, and I eat, and I go back to bed, and then I...
Wrong schedule, Fred. Tomorrow is the day you promised to take Pebbles to the zoo.
The zoo? Maybe the animals aren't feeling well. I hear there's a zoo virus going the rounds.
We'll wear face masks. Mm-hmm. Good night, Fred. I'm going to bed.
It's cute. Well, I think I'll read a little bit before I hit the sack. I haven't seen it. Sorry, Dino. Guess it's time for another scram pill. Ah, boy, I feel better already. Sort of makes me feel like a new man.
Can't I apologize in the morning? It's kind of late, buddy.
I don't care. You march right back there and apologize to Fred.
But honest, Betty, Fred was an ape with a furry face and everything.
Barney, you were imagining it.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Must have been a hallucination, whatever that is. I'll go over and apologize right now.
That's the spirit.
Maybe I ought to see a doctor or something. Thinking my best pal's gone ape. I'm glad you're still up, Fred. About this monkey business, I hope you didn't take me seriously. Well, as I was saying, you're no more an ape than I am. That does it! Help! Help!
Barney, what's wrong?
You know that hallucination of mine? Well, it ain't. Fred is standing in the doorway eating a banana, and he's a genuine 100% ape!
That does it, Barney. You and your jokes. Don't talk to me.
That's what I always liked about Betty. She's got complete faith in me.
That's right, Pebbly Poo. We're at the zoo. Daddy always keeps his word to you.
Especially when Mommy makes him. Gee, Betty, I'm so pleased that you and Barney decided to spend the day with us.
Me too. I thought you said Fred was an ape.
Well, that was last night. He must have slept it off.
Well, what'll it be, folks? Dinosaurs? Woolly mammoths? Apes?
I saw one of them last night. No thanks.
Barney?
Let's watch the pterodactyls. They're fun, huh?
That's okay with me, Barney. The pterodactyls it is. Oh, what is it, honey?
I think she wants to see the apes, Fred.
Hey, good.
Later, honey, later. Right now, Daddy's going to take you to see the big, funny birds. All right. We'll go see the apes. And Wilma, why don't you and Barney and Betty go see the pterodactyls, and we'll meet you there later.
Okay, Fred. Bye-bye, Pebbles.
Now remember, Pebbles, this is the last time you're getting your own way. At least for this afternoon. Here we are, sugar. Hey, this one is called Annie. Hi, Annie. You read any good books lately? Good boy, what a temper. I wouldn't want to be her boyfriend. I wonder she's still single. I feel a sneeze coming. I better take a scram.
Of my mind. I said, Helen, if you can't manage your household any better than this, I'll stop coming over for supper.
Oh, that was putting her in her place, Minerva. She's such a busybody anyhow.
Oh, isn't that cute? That ape is pushing that baby carriage.
Yes, isn't that darling?
Ape! Oh, help! Help! Lose ape!
Somebody call
Quiet down. This is a respectable zoo. What's all the racket about?
Oh, my.
Holy mackerel, an ape. Hey, you, stop in the name of the law. Come back here with that kid, you big ape. There's the kid's carriage, but where's the kid? What the? All right, wise guy, give me that hat. Give me that hat. Come on, fella, be reasonable. Let me have that kid. I'll give you some bananas. Thanks. Boy, if there's one thing I can't stand, it's a wise guy ape. Well, here's the baby. Thank goodness. Which way did the ape go, kid?
Daddy, da.
Oh, never mind. I'll find him. You stay here till I come back. Gee, what an ugly statue. I never noticed it before. That's no statue. That's the ape. All right, you. Stay where you are. Halt! Halt! Or I'll use my tranquilizer gun. Okay, you're asking for it, ape. That takes care of him. Hey, that's not one of our apes. Must have escaped from another zoo. Well, I'll just throw him in with Annie while we run a check on him. How about that? Annie seems to like the new ape. If nobody claims him, we'll just keep him. Anyway, he'll be safe in there.
See, Wilma, the longer we're married, the more I appreciate you. You're a wonderful wife, Wilma. Huh? You're not Wilma. You're Annie. Help! Let me out of here! Help! Help! Let me out of here! Somebody do something! Let me out of this cage! Help! Help!
I don't understand it. Fred said he'd meet us here an hour ago.
Oh, I'm sure there's nothing to worry about, Wilma.
What's the worst that could have happened? So he got bit by a saber-toothed tiger.
Will you be quiet?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mama! Mama!
Pebbles, what are you doing all alone? Where's Daddy?
Help! Help! But don't just stand there! Somebody call the zookeeper!
Wanna act? They should be on television.
It's Fred! What's he doing in there?
Always the funny man. Hey, Fred! What are you doing in there?
What do you think I'm doing, surfing? Get me out of here!
Oh, dear, what'll we do? That ape is gonna hurt Fred!
Bam! Bam, bam!
Thanks, Bam Bam!
Bam, 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 bam!
Attaboy, Bam Bam! Oh, such strength! Well, like father, like son.
Fred, are you all right?
Yeah, thanks to Bam Bam. But please, Wilma, from now on, if Pebbles wants to go to the zoo, you take her.
Anything you say, dear.
How did you get in that cage in the first place?
Well, yeah, something like that can cause a lot of talk. What's the story?
Beats me. All I can remember is waking up and thinking that ape was Wilma.
Oh, is that so? You want me to put you back with Annie?
No, honey, honestly, you're my first choice anytime.
Oh, Fred, you big ape.
Well, looks like I got you, Barney. Your move.
Yeah, my move, huh? Well, let me see. There must be some way out of... Well, there goes the checkers. I guess we can call it a draw.
Draw? I ought to clobber you sneezing my men off the board.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred. I guess I caught your... your allergy. Okay. Oh, I better go home.
Oh, gee, Barn, I don't want you to spend the night sneezing on account of me. Here, take the last of my scram pills.
Oh, thanks, Fred.
You'll feel like a new man in a few minutes.
Yeah, I'll just go home and get some sleep. Good night, Fred.
Night, Barn.
Fred's right. I feel different already.
Hey, Wilma!
What is it, Fred? You'll wake up Pebbles.
It's Barney. He turned into an ape.
Oh, no, not again.